Sunday the 11th of March 2018, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Yahweh. Sermon title, Yahweh Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. Bible reading, Psalms chapter 23, talk by Reverend Christine Harding. About 3 minutes into her talk, Christine included a video clip from Some Mothers Do Have 'Em, in which Frank Spencer reacts to the news that he and his wife Betty are to become parents. This has been excluded from this recording for reasons of copyright and lack of visual context, but Christine's talk is none the poorer for its omission. First of all, though, it's over to Chris Sykes for our Bible reading.
Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. You are my rod and my staff, and you comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And this is the word of the Lord. Praise be to God.
Good morning, and as everybody has said, but happy Mother's Day to everyone. And I would suggest, Chica, please do not take after me. You wouldn't like to be me, I'm sure. But it's great that we can meet together to share this wonderful day. Let's just open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that the words that I speak will be your words. And may you speak into our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As mothers, I'm sure we all have funny stories that we can tell about our children. Some will be funny and others embarrassing, like when Mark was young. It's okay, Mark. No, I'm only joking. I'm not really going to share a funny story about you, but I am going to share a funny story. A mother was sick in bed with flu, and her little daughter wanted to be a good nurse. So she bought her an extra pillow and a magazine. She even made her a surprise cup of tea. Her mother took a sip of the tea and said, "Wow, I didn't know that you knew how to make tea." "Oh yes," she replied, "I learnt by watching you. I put some tea leaves in the pot and then added the boiled water. I strained it into a cup, but I couldn't find the strainer, so I used the fly swatter." Her mother, almost choking on the tea, said, "What?" And the little girl replied, "Oh, don't worry, Mum. I didn't use the new fly swatter. I used the old one." Being a mum isn't always easy. And so today, it is very appropriate and right to pause and say thank you to our mothers and to honour them and to thank God for them. At the same time, I know that Mother's Day can be a very difficult day for some for lots of different reasons. Maybe your mother is no longer with you and it hurts you to see a mother who once took care of you now needing that same kind of love and care that she gave you. Or perhaps you don't have a very good relationship with your mother. Or maybe you'd love to be a mother and that just hasn't happened yet. But the one thing we all share this morning is that we all have had or even have still mothers. Which brings me to a question for the fathers. Now, I see you didn't think you was going to have to do anything, did you? Okay, so I wonder if you can remember when you first heard the news that you were going to be a father. What was your reaction? I wonder if it went anything like this. Now, I'm absolutely sure that your reaction was nothing like Frank's, but found the news exciting, wonderful, and possibly a little scary. I think that our Bible reading from Psalm 23 is very apt for this special day, because we are looking at Yahweh, Rohe, Shepherd, continuing our themes and names of Yahweh. This psalm is possibly the most beloved passage in the Bible. Spurgeon called it the Pearl of Psalms, and millions have memorised these few words palmed by the shepherd, King David. Ministers have recited them at weddings, baptisms and funerals to offer words of comfort, hope, peace and protection. Did you know that the New Testament uses the word shepherd 7 times more often than Christian? God is described as a shepherd on numerous occasions, so it's worth having a look at a few of the things shepherds did and how the picture applies to God and in many ways to mothers. First, shepherding was a humble and unglamorous profession. And dare I say that mums are probably not glamorous at 2 in the morning. Sheep stink. And sometimes so do babies, don't they? And no one really wants to be around sheep. And you could say the same about children, especially if they are having a tantrum in the supermarket. But a shepherd does not have a choice, neither do mums. However, there is so much more to being a shepherd than negativity. They are courageous, caring, protective, and willing to lay down their life for their sheep. God was and is prepared to get in among dirty, smelly, difficult, stubborn people in order to care for them. Isn't that what a parent does? Especially a mother who in many ways shares the same qualities described in this psalm, displaying them on a daily basis. In fact, it's almost as if this psalm is giving us a mother's job description. In the 1860s, a young mother was making her way across the hills of South Wales carrying her tiny baby when she was caught in a snow blizzard. She never reached her destination, and when the blizzard had subsided, searchers found her body beneath a mound of snow. But they discovered that before her death, she had taken off all her outer clothing and wrapped it around the baby. So when they unwrapped the child, to their great surprise and joy, they found that he was alive and well. She had placed her body over his and given her life for her child, proving the depths of a mother's love. Years later, that child, David Lloyd George, became Prime Minister of Great Britain and without doubt one of England's greatest statesmen. A mother's love is unconditional, as is God's love for each and every one of us. And he knows we are not perfect and we often get things wrong. But he remains our ultimate shepherd, Yahweh Rohe. And it's this same kind of love that many mothers aspire to. I believe that motherhood is a gift from God. And if he provides for us, then surely he would provide the same resources that a mother needs to protect and guide their children through all of life's ups and downs. Of course, we know there are some exceptions to this kind of love, but for the most of us, mothers are known for comforting their children, whether it's in the middle of the night as overtired mothers rock them to sleep once again, perhaps for the 3rd or 4th time. or for the hugs and kisses to reassure a child who has hurt themselves? Or what about the teenager who flops on the bed and thinks the world has come to an end because they have broken up with their first love? And all they need is a listening ear and for you to understand the pain they're feeling at this moment. Mothers always have the right words to say, don't they? And they always remind the child, no matter what has happened, they are loved. God is the great comforter, and even when we walk through the most challenging of times, we need not fear, because the one thing we can hold on to is that when all around us seems to be falling apart and we're not sure how the sun will rise tomorrow with all the pain we know today, but we can be assured that the sun will rise tomorrow because of God, our good shepherd. The same great I am who shepherded the Israelites through the wilderness, delivering them from slavery to the promised land, and the same shepherd who shepherded his son, Jesus, throughout Galilee, even to the cross, is the same great shepherd who remains with us, guiding and keeping watch over all that we say and do as we witness to God's love in the world. We all know that there will be times in our lives when things will not always go well because we live in a fallen world. It is no longer the Garden of Eden given to us by God, because sin entered the world and marred that perfect relationship. There is nothing about faith that guarantees a stress-free life. In fact, challenges often come from living out our faith, speaking up for those who are voiceless, caring for those who have no one else to care for them, treating one another as children of God, regardless of our origin. Challenge comes when we put God first, sharing love with the seemingly unlovable and embracing the downtrodden. But the one thing that we can all hold fast to is that God guards his flock. And we are one of his sheep, and we know his voice. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. A mother knows the sound of her child's voice. They recognise whether it is a cry of anguish or attention seeking. They know when they should go to them or whether they should take a step back, letting them deal with it in their own way. So it is with God. He is always close at hand, but sometimes he steps back and allows us to grow in maturity. It can be hard to continually put the needs of others before our own. So often we struggle to turn off, and more often than not, give in to the power of stress, losing the energy to live vibrant, fulfilling lives. But we all need time to sit and put our feet up so that our bodies and souls can be restored. Ask any mother whose life has been taken over with the constant care of children, from babies to teenagers and through to adulthood. A mother's job never ends. It's for life. Because no matter how old we are still our mother's children, still in need of her and want of her. It's a relationship that even death cannot end. And sometimes the only place you might be able to find peace and quiet for a few brief moments is in the bathroom. Because in our modern lives, we seem to have lost the power to relax. We no longer know what it means to take time to rest. But the Lord our shepherd bids us to relax and to know his peace. That's what the talk was all about 2 weeks ago. Yahweh Shalom, God's peace, which is transformative, giving us a calmness in all situations, even when it gets gritty. And at times, it's then that we need God's strength to give us hope in this fallen world and courage to carry on, knowing that God is always with us, going ahead of us into battle. We need Yahweh Rohi, the Good Shepherd, to guide us to be mothers who participate in our children's lives and activities. But the ultimate goal of a mother is not to produce children who always remain children, but to raise children who one day become adults with the adult capacity to mother or father others physically as well as spiritually, giving them the freedom to grow and experience life independently. To walk in the valley is to learn at the feet of one who is abundant. When you walk in the darkest valley, you never walk alone, but with God. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort us, instruments of justice and peace. Give us hope that there will not always be pain and suffering. The Good Shepherd saves us with the staff from being in places we ought not to go. And it's the same staff given to us from God that help us to be good, strong, biblical mothers, shepherding our children through the dangers and turmoils of this world as we nurture them to keep them on the right path of life. The Good Shepherd urges us with the rod to places we need to go, but are nervous or unsure. That same rod used by a mother who takes their child to school for the first time and leaves them knowing that they are nervous and unsure, but knows it's for the best to help them grow and become independent as they learn new and exciting skills that will help them in their life. It's only when we let go that we can faithfully proclaim, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. It's only then that we can know that God is with us. In order for God to be the Yahweh Rohi of our lives, we have to let him into our hearts, to shepherd and guide us on the paths of righteousness. We need to let God be in control. A little boy was attending his first wedding service, and his mother had told him to listen very carefully to what the vicar was saying. After the service, she asked him, "How many women is a man allowed to marry?" "Ah, that's easy," replied the little boy, 16. The mother shocked and said, 16? You obviously wasn't listening." "Oh, yes, I was," the little boy replied. "I just added up what the vicar said. Four better, four worse, four richer, four poorer." My prayer is that all of us have had some experience of a good, godly mother. She doesn't necessarily have to have been a biological mother, and she doesn't have to still be with you, because over the years, mothers have instilled rare and special qualities that will stay with us forever. How often have you found yourself asking, "What would mother say or do?" A mother's wisdom and advice can stay with us like a tape playing over and over in our minds, helping to guide and grow us as her words ring constantly in our ears. A mother's love for her child is one of the strongest kinds of love that the world has ever known. It's Yahweh Rohe we have to thank, because he was and is the first shepherd whom we have learnt from and continue to learn from, because our parenthood does not end with our children. Hopefully, we then have the wonder and joy of being a grandparent, which brings another chance to experience the pains and joys that children bring. Today, we honour mothers who exhaustively change yet another nappy and soothe the tears at 3 a.m., who calmly say yes to another request to ferry children to the pictures or a sleepover, who coax and encourage over schoolwork and career choices or which university to attend, who worry and wonder where the 16-year-old is the first time out with friends, getting up at 2 a.m. when they come home slightly the worse for alcohol, and see the positive side because they speak with no inhibitions and share more with you than at any other time, and who say an unconditional yes to babysitting their grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for many blessings of motherhood, but most of all, thank you for being our great Yahweh Rohe, the good shepherd who continues to lead and take care of us every day. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the gift of mothers. We thank you that we can celebrate this time together. And Father, we thank you that you are the good shepherd, the one who continually leads us and shows us the way. Father, as this day continues, may we share the wonderful experience of spending time together as families. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.